The Murder List, Detective Zat Boateng, Book 1, written by Chris Merritt and read by Damian Lynch.
Prologue. Saturday, the 21st of July, 2012. This day will change him forever, though he doesn't know it yet. Detective Inspector Zachariah Boateng laces up his trainers on the stairs, pats his pockets, wallet, keys, all set. "Let's go, Dad, come on!" Amelia bounces on tiptoes. "Can I have it now?" Zach raises his eyebrows. "Please," she adds, her smile revealing the little gap between her front teeth. She extends a palm. Fishing in his wallet, he produces £2.50. 16 years in the Met Police and he's a pushover for a 9-year-old. "Back soon, love," he calls down the hallway. His wife, Etta, raises a mug of tea in acknowledgement, phone clamped to the side of her face. Miles Davis's trumpet drifts in from the living room. Through the kitchen window, he can make out Kofi, their 5-year-old, punting a football in the garden. Pulling the front door to, he squints in the sunlight. The air is already warm, heat coming off the pavement. Amelia skips ahead, singing to herself. "Not too far, Amy." Watching her, he remembers the tiny bundle Etta handed to him in the hospital. That first day, he held her as if she were made of glass. A time will come when she doesn't want to be seen with him, when the highlight of her Saturday is no longer their ritual of pocket money and sweets. "Enjoy this while it lasts," he tells himself. The morning is still, quiet. Ahead, Amelia turns off the road, confident on their well-trodden route to the newsagent at the top of Peckham Rye Park. "Stay where I can see you." Turning the corner, he glimpses a flash of her yellow dress disappearing around the next bend. "Relax," he thinks. "She knows where she's going. It's only one street away. Maybe he'll pick up a weekend paper. Do they need milk or..." Sound rips the air. Crack, crack, crack. Zach freezes. No mistake, a handgun. 9mm. He starts running. Crack, crack. "Amelia!" He can't see her up ahead. Crack. Zach's body tells him to get away. Police training and a father's instinct propel him towards the noise. Crack. Louder now. "Amelia! Where are you?" A motorbike engine revs hard, shouting, screaming. He reaches the main road and turns, scanning, frantic. No sign of her. "Amelia!" The newsagent. Two people are outside, staring. "I'm a police officer." He pushes through, smashes the door open with his shoulder. The young man at the counter is motionless. Face down on the floor, 3 small entry wounds in his back, blood pooling around him. A gasp from the next aisle. "Please God, no," he whispers. There she is, on her back, feet splayed. Eyes shut, breathing quickly, a red stain expanding rapidly in the centre of her yellow dress. "Get an ambulance!" he yells through the open door. "Call a fucking ambulance!" Kneeling next to her, he presses one hand on the wound and feels warm liquid oozing over his skin. His throat constricts. "Shh," he cups her head in his other hand. "It's going to be okay, Emmy." Her eyes open a fraction. "Daddy?" The blood isn't stopping. "I'm here." He pushes down harder and she moans. "Help's coming, baby." "I've called 999. A woman from outside stands in the doorway. "Check his pulse." Zach nods at the young man's body. "What the hell happened here?" "Daddy, I'm tired." Losing consciousness. Getting colder. He clamps both hands to the wound now. "Come on, Amy, stay awake." Her eyes shut and flicker open.
"I want to sleep."
"No," he barks. "You've got to keep your eyes open. Do you understand?" Zach hears the desperation in his voice. Her only chance is to stay conscious. Keep her talking.
"What happened, Amy? What did you see?"